You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, and it's just a blessing to be here on this morning. We thank God for another day, and we can't take it for granted that God allowed our eyes to be open on this morning and for us to have the use and the activity of our limbs, and the blood is still yet running warm in our veins. We can't take that for granted, because people are leaving at a high alarm, a alarming rate. They're leaving this place. And the sad part about it is, a lot of folk believe that this is it. Once you die, that's it. You get buried in the ground and that's it. But that's only the beginning, because you shall spend eternity somewhere. And that's the sad part about it, when folk die and they're not in Christ Jesus. And we have to be mindful of what's going on around us, because people are leaving here, and a lot of them don't know Jesus. So we need to get on our jobs. If you're born again, if you've been born of the Spirit, you need to tell somebody about Jesus. You need to tell somebody what he's done for you, and how he saved you, and how he pulled you out of the muck and the miry clay and saved you from yourself. Because we were made out of that clay. We've made out of the dirt. So he saved us from ourselves. So we have to be mindful of all those around us, family members and neighbors and just folk we run into, because who is my neighbor? Anybody I come into contact with, that's my neighbor. So we need to let them know. And now more than ever, because things that are going on in this world, it's serious. So we have some dark days ahead of us. So we're going to have to stand. We're going to have to stand. Have done all. We're going to have to stand. But we're going to have to stand in faith, trusting and believing on Jesus Christ. We have to believe on Jesus. There's no other way. There's no other way. And we need to tell them. We need to tell them, because if we know, we can't keep the good news of the gospel to ourselves. We have to let them know as well. Because if not, the blood is going to be on our hands. Because if you know better, you got to do better. And you got to encourage and compel all those around us to come into the fold, into the family of God. And it's a sad thing. It's a sad thing to have to preach a funeral with a non-believer. It's a sad thing, because you can't get up there and stand up there and lie, test a lie. You can't put them in heaven if they didn't live for Christ, if they wasn't born again. It's a terrible thing. So we need to be mindful of that, because time is winding up. Look at the handwriting on the wall. We don't have the time we think we have. And the enemy's coming with everything but the kitchen sink. We in biological warfare. He's attacking us in our bodies and our minds. He's trying to wear us out. That's what the Bible says, that the enemy comes and try to wear the saints out. He wants us to give up and throw in the towel. But this is only the beginning. This is temporary. Everything that we can see is temporary. Everything we can't see is eternal. So we have a life beyond this. When we're born again and we've put our trust and our faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, this is only the beginning. This old world will pass away, but his word is not going to pass away. And we have a house, a home, a city, not built with hands. And that's what we're trying to make our home, because this is not our home. We're just sojourners and pilgrims passing through this barren land. This is not our home. Heaven, we're citizens of heaven. We're just down here on assignment. And I don't know why the Holy Spirit lead me this way, the first thing this morning, but we're on assignment to lead all the folk we can to Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that can save us. He's the only one. He died that we might live for him. He laid it all down. He became poor that we might be rich in spiritual things, that we might reach spiritual maturation and be mature sons of God. And so we need to keep that in mind. And I can't stress that enough, that we got some days ahead of us that's going to be dark. And we're going to have to hold to God's unchanging hand. We're going to have to stand. And having done all, we're going to have to stand. I say it again. We're going to have to stand, y'all. We got to stand by faith. We got to stand in faith. We're going to have the faith like God has, God's kind of faith. We're going to have faith in God. So we're going to have to stand no matter what's going on around us, what we hear. We're going to have to keep preaching, teaching, and ministering the word of God, leading all the souls we can to Jesus, because heaven rejoices over one sinner that receives Jesus and turn. So we got to be mindful of that. Most gracious and eternal Father, we come right now, humble as we know how. Father, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hands. Lord, we come seeking you, seeking your word, seeking your way, your will. Lord, not our will, but thy will be done. Lord, as your word go over the airwaves, Lord God, let them hear none of me, but all of you, Jesus. Let your word penetrate the hearts and the minds of your people in the crevices, in the deepest, darkest places, that light will be shined, that it will be illuminated, that they will come to the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Lord, that they will be saved. They will give their life to you, Lord. Father, those that know you, that have been born again, Lord, strengthen them, encourage them. Build them up where they're torn down. Prop them up where they're leaning, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you now like never before. We're in some rough times right now, Lord. We ask a special blessing and prayer over the leadership of this country, Lord God. Give them the strength, Lord God. Give them the wisdom and knowledge to lead us, Lord God, to be a godly nation, Father God. We thank you that they will turn back to you, Lord Jesus, because you're the only one that can fix it. Lord, you're the only one, and that's why we're going through what we're going through, because we've turned our back on you, Lord. But we turn to you this morning, Lord God. I ask you to touch every heart, Lord God. By your spirit, draw them this morning, Lord Jesus. Give them what they need to stand firm and proclaim the gospel. Lord, we just thank you right now for all those that are under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you're healing and delivering right now in the name of Jesus. The blood has been shed, Lord. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for every division of sickness and disease, Lord God. We thank you right now, and we believe we're standing on the promises of God, and we know they are yea and amen. Lord, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this season, Lord. We don't want you to do it without us, Lord. We want to be a part of it. Lord, we just thank you right now that you reign on the just and the unjust. Lord God, we ask that you just send your spirit right now to draw the ones who don't believe, Lord, that they would not spend their lives, their eternal lives, in a burning hell. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for those men and women of God who come in here, Lord God, over this radio station, Lord God, the owners, the management, Lord God, the technicians, Father God, just strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to anoint them. Meet every provision, Lord God. Give them provision for the vision. Meet every need right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to lead them and guide them, Father God. Oh, we can do nothing without you, Holy Spirit. You're our guide. You're our comforter. You're our paracletus, that another one just like the one who left Jesus. He left that you might be able to come, that you would lead us and guide us into all truth and righteousness. Oh, we just thank you right now for the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, because we're in you, Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is our strength, our guide, our anointing. Oh, we thank you that you put super on our natural when we turn to you, Lord Jesus, when we accept you as our Lord and Savior. Oh, Father, just have your way right now, Lord God. The men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, Lord, bless them right now. Anoint them, Father God. Give them everything they need to complete the assignment, Lord God. Don't strengthen them, Lord God. Don't let them get weary running this race, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, God, that it's a marathon, God. It's a long time. It's a journey. It ain't nothing quick, Lord God. We know that we're learning and we're being built up in our most holy faith as we trust you, Lord God. As we go through the trials and tribulations and we put our faith in you, Lord, we're being built up, Lord God. We thank you that we'll be able to witness to someone and tell them about the goodness of God, about the strength and the wisdom of God, about the knowledge of God. We thank you about the power of God. We thank you that you're omnipotent, Lord God. We thank you that you're omniscient, Lord God. We thank you that you're omnipresent, that you have all power, you have all knowledge, and you're everywhere at the same time. And we thank you right now for reaching other countries that are suffering, Lord God, that are going through, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God. Those that are under foul leadership, Lord God, remove them, Lord God. Balance the scales of justice, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bless you and magnify you for another day, Lord God. Let the word fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, Lord God. Germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Father God, we thank you right now. We lift up a special prayer, Lord God, for the bereaved families. Oh, Lord, give them peace and comfort, knowing that if they died in you, Lord, they are with you right now. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we thank you right now, Father God. And we pray for the souls of those that died that are not in you, Lord God, because they're going to spend eternity in a burning hell. Lord, we just thank you right now for what you're doing in this season, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Take authority over these airwaves right now for your word, because we know the prince of the power of the air is trying to steal, kill, and destroy, Lord God. But we know that you have come that we might have life and life more abundantly. And we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And it's just a blessing this morning to break the bread of life. And this morning we're looking at Galatians 3. And I'm going to read Galatians 3, verses 25 through 27. I'm expounding. I don't know if I'll get through all of it, but it's a lot of meat on this bone. But we're going to start. I'm reading from the Amplified. And verse 25 reads thus, "But now that faith has come, we are no longer under the control and authority of a tutor, a disciplinarian. For you who are born again have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for his purpose, with full rights and privileges through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union with Christ, the anointed, have clothed yourselves with Christ. That is, you have taken on his characteristics and values." Amen. Amen. And but now faith has come. Faith has come, and we are justified by faith. And you heard me say it before, and you're going to hear me say it again. The law couldn't justify us by faith. The law couldn't save us. Only thing the law could do was keep us. It was a schoolmaster. It led us and kept us restricted. It kept us in the bond so that we could be led to a savior, a redeemer. It was our schoolmaster when we were young and immature in Christ. Young and immature. And we had not reached spiritual maturation, maturity. So we were foolishly going to and fro, doing whatever we wanted to do in sin. Because if we couldn't keep, There was nothing wrong with the law. Jesus said, "I didn't come to do away with the law, but I come to fulfill the law." So the law was as good as the law could be. If the law could have saved us, it would have. But it was there to lead us to a savior, to keep us, to hold us, and that we might not be caught up in eternal damnation. So until the time that faith had come, we was being kept guarded, kept in under strict bonds. We couldn't be free. But now that faith has come, we are free. We are free, and Jesus is our Savior. There is no other way that we can be saved except by Jesus. New Age tells us a lot of different things, and they got a lot of different philosophies. There's many gods, but there's only one living God of the Bible, and that's who we are, children of God. We are His offspring. Jesus, we are the body of Jesus. He is the head over the church. The church is the body of Christ. And so we are the working components in this earth realm for Jesus. When they look at us, they should see some signs of Jesus, some of His characteristics, the love, the compassion, you know, the way we share the word and spend time just leading folk to Jesus, not walking past them, seeing them in their lowly state and just leaving them in that state. So we're no longer under the control and authority of the tutor, the disciplinarian, because Jesus has come with mercy and grace and faith. Faith is the only way we're going to make it. We were just talking about that earlier. Faith. We must have faith in these times we're living in. These times we're living in, just look at it. You see corruption on every end, and it's being unveiled. The sheet is being snatched off. So we have to keep the narrow, the straight and the narrow. We have to stand for Christ and represent Christ. We are His ambassadors. If we've been born again, if you haven't been born again, you need to get born again with the quickness. At the end of the program, I'm going to lead you in a prayer of salvation. Just repeat after me and believe. If you believe, you'll be saved. If you believe, believe Jesus. Because there's nothing else that we can put our firm foundation. He is the firm foundation. The apostles and the prophets. Jesus is the firm foundation because He gave them the word in the beginning. In the beginning was the prophets, then came the apostles. When the church, the early church started, it was apostolic. And it's still apostolic. It's not been done away with. It is still the fivefold. So it's not been done away with. So we are apostolic. So that means that we are to pioneer. We are to lead. We are to break ground in new areas. And that ground is that foul, hard soil of the hearts of the people. We need to break it up. We need to venture into territories that hasn't been cultivated for Jesus. So that's what we are to do. That's our assignment once we are born again. Because signs and wonders are going to follow all those that believe. So you don't have to have a title to do the work. So Christ is dependent on us to do the work. That's why we're here. That's our assignment. That's the purpose that we were born again, that He has saved us so we can save others. We don't keep it to ourselves. For you who are born again have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed. You was born in the flesh. You was born in the flesh, shaped in iniquity. Because all after the fall of Adam, we all are born into sin. That's why we have to be born again of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit from above, transformed spiritually. No longer the old man, the old woman. But you are a new creation, a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So you are walking in the newness of life. Because ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. When I was in the world, I thought we was having a good time. But since I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. To know that you're going to spend eternity with Jesus. To know that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. The Spirit of Jesus dwells in you. That Comforter leading you and guiding you. And He'll keep you if you want to be kept. So we can't take this for granted, y'all. I know I'm sounding like a broken record, but I'm going to keep on saying it till Jesus called me home. We must be born again. If you're not born again, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man sow, that's what he's going to reap. So if you sowing discord, or you sowing hate and murder and malice, that's what you're going to reap. But if you sowing love and compassion, sowing the word of God, that's what you're going to reap. You're going to reap eternal life. The other fella you falling around, if you sowing all that, them bad seed, you're going to reap eternal damnation in hell. So this ain't no joke. This is serious business. This is serious business, and we have to speak truth to power, because now is the time. And what a great time it is, because as there's so much gross darkness, the light shines even more. The light of Christ in us. What a time for the body of Christ, the church, to shine for Christ, to lead folk, because they're looking for an answer. They're hurting. People are suffering. They're losing their mind. They're committing suicide. But there's a Jesus who loves us, who's already paid the price for everything. His blood was shed, the stripes on his back, the blood that was shed covers every sickness, every disease. So we can be healed with his stripes. That's what that's what the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. That with his stripes, we are. That's past tense. It's already done. Only thing we have to do is stand on the truth and believe it. It's the truth. It's the word. It's the truth, huh? We've been renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God. We're all children of God if you've been born again. You're all children of God. And we've been set apart, huh? That's the sanctification. We've been set apart for his purpose, for the work of the Lord, forever, for eternity. We've been set apart for his purpose, his plan. And that's what his purpose and plan is, to lead as many folk, to build up the kingdom of God, to lead as many folks as you can to be born again, to lead them to Christ. We don't lead them to ourselves. We don't lead them to ourselves. We don't get puffed up on our platforms and lead them to Richard, because Richard can't do nothing. I can't save you. I can't deliver you. I can't heal you. I can't give you eternal life. But Jesus can. So I'm pointing you to Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the author and finisher. Huh? He knows everything. He sees everything. So we can't trick him. We can't fool him. So if you plan, if you're a hypocrite and you plan, it's going to be revealed. Can't you see everything that's going on right now? That what's in the dark is coming to the light. The sheets are being snatched off. It's being revealed, so the scales of justice are being balanced. So it behooves you to stand upright and be an upright, born-again believer, a disciple of Jesus, following Jesus, leading other folk to Jesus. So that we have a purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Jesus Christ. It only comes through the faith. We have to have faith in Jesus. That's how it comes. That's how we are granted all the rights and privileges. Because we are doing the work. We're trusting Jesus. We're following Jesus. We're leading folk to Jesus. And we become the sons of God. We become the sons of God because we grow up. We grow up. We've come of age. We've reached spiritual maturation when we're doing the work and we're in him. And we're not just sitting on our hands, but we're doing the work. And the Bible says that we have all the privileges and rights because we are heirs to God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So everything the Father has, everything the Son has, we have too. we're joint heirs with Christ Jesus. So we have all the rights and privileges because we have faith in Jesus. We are justified just as if we never messed up, because that's why he died on the cross. He died on the cross that we might be saved, to pay the penalty for our sins. He had to shed his blood. The pure blood had to be shed. Our blood wasn't good enough. We wasn't good enough. But he had to shed his blood, the pure blood, the blood of the Godhead. The blood of the Godhead, that's the blood that was shed. That's the blood that was in him. Because no man planted the seed in Mary. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and she conceived, overshadowed her, and she conceived. So that blood was pure blood from the Father, from the Godhead. So that's the blood that's in us when we're born again. We're under that same blood. We're covered in that same blood. That same blood runs through our veins. Our DNA has changed. We're of the Godhead because we are born again. So don't get it twisted. This is serious business. This is serious business because Jesus said that he was going to leave. He had to go so we can have the comforter. So that's the spirit on the inside of us. So Jesus is in us. The DNA is in us. The blood is in us. So we have to walk right. We have to talk right. We have to live right. So we can't take it for granted that we have time. And you sitting on the sideline, I'm gonna get it together and I'm gonna come to Jesus. No. You can't get yourself together. If you could, you would have already. You have to come to Jesus just as you are. Weary, wounded, and sad. And in him you're gonna find a resting place. You're gonna find a savior, one who loves you. One who died for you, laid it all down. They didn't kill him. He laid his life down and picked it back up. That's the kind of God we serve. And so we are, as we come into spiritual maturity, spiritual maturation, we are the sons. The Bible says that the earth is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Everything will be put in order when we get in our place. When we stand where we're supposed to stand and say what we're supposed to say and live the way we're supposed to live, trusting in the Lord, trusting in Jesus with all that we have in us. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. This ain't no joke, y'all. This ain't no joke. And could things be the way they are in the United States because the church, the body, the bride is not taking her rightful place? The sons are not standing in their rightful place and doing what they're supposed to do so the earth stops groaning? Think about that. So we have to be mindful of that. We have to be mindful of that. And just remember, all you do, do it unto Christ. Do it as unto the Lord. You're not doing it as unto man or woman. You're doing it as unto Christ. If you are born again, you have to do it as unto Christ. Living a life that will be worthy of saying that you are a born-again believer and that you are a Christian. You are Christ-like. So until next time, just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. Amen. God bless you.
We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at all times. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins.